Hey everybody, it's Corey. Thank you so much for watching. I just saw Little Women, written originally by Louisa May Alcott, adapted by Greta Gerwig, and directed by Greta Gerwig. Caught this flick at the AMC City Walk, at Universal Studios City Walk. Good as always. I think that... if anything, this is going to be my reminder that I have from time to time that if you talk during the movie, you are the worst person in the theater, like, without doubt. So, to the couple who was sitting, like, directly behind me, like, catty corner behind me, who was talking the entire time, like, everyone hates you. Please stop doing it. Be a better citizen and think about other people when you go to the movies. The plot of Little Women basically follows the four March sisters, Jo, Meg, Amy, and Beth, as they try and find their place in life in a world where women are not taken seriously and everything is about who you marry and the husband taking any money that you possibly earn and the different trials and tribulations that go into that over two parts. So the movie sort of jumps back and forth between two alternating timelines when they're younger and older. I really enjoyed my time at Little Women. I think that every once in a while we need to have one of these classic pieces of literature remade because there's a chance that the one that gets remade could be the new standard bearer for which we consider the best cinematic version of the literary experience. And I really think that Greta Gerwig nailed this one. I wouldn't necessarily say that Little Women to me is like one of my favorite books. I had read it when I was much younger and I've seen different movie versions that again, when I was younger, I feel like there hasn't really been one that was like conscious to me or that I remember at the very least. So, I mean, it's important that they come out every so often because it gives a new generation of talent the opportunity to take a crack at it. And I think that this really is sort of the version that I would tell people to watch because I think, number one, the acting is incredible. And, I mean, overall, every part of the movie is honestly depicted in a real thoughtful manner. And it is blocked and just like the way that people move within the scene sort of feels like a dance. It's all incredibly enjoyable. And I would say that while I would have preferred personally that Greta Gerwig probably do something more contemporary, I feel like the things that she was able to get out of this movie brought an older story into a contemporary experience. And I just sort of enjoy Gerwig as a writer, and I like her writing new original pieces. Like, I thought Lady Bird was incredible, and I would strongly suggest that the next one be something original as well. But I don't want to take away from this movie at all because it's really good. It's just one of those when you like, I think one of the most compelling parts about Greta Gerwig's voice is that she is so unique in a way of bringing it all together. And I like when she writes her own stuff. I what can I say? She brought a great flourish to Little Women. I think she's really rounded into form the people who will be in a lot of her works. Obviously, Saoirse Ronan, who was in Lady Bird as well, and they've been talking about like how they plan on making movies together until they're little old ladies, and I am on board for that. I think that, to me, Saoirse is the best most talented actor, gender regardless, at this point in the game. I think that to me, she's my number one pick. If I was making a movie and anyone was available to me, I don't understand how I wouldn't try and find some place for Saoirse Ronan to shine in it. And Greta Gerwig just has an incredible way of bringing out the best in Saoirse. In addition to that, all four of the March sisters, Emma Watson as Meg, Florence Pugh as Amy, Eliza as Beth, and obviously Saoirse as Jo, all did incredible work. And Laura Dern on top. Like, just Laura Dern is always great and everything. She's just, like, such an old guard. But especially after seeing her in Marriage Story, I think that while that may be the more award-winning performance that she gave this year, I think this one is just on the same par. And she brings a certain level to every flick she's in. And just the number of people who are just bringing it, like almost nobody else. Tracy Letts, Bob Odenkirk, Meryl Streep is in this movie, Chris Cooper is in this movie. They're all incredible. They all do great jobs. I wasn't leaving out Timothy Chalamet, by the way. I just wanted to sort of like put him aside for a second, because like I think collectively, like as an ensemble piece, this works tremendously well, and everyone does an incredible job. To me, Timothy Chalamet in this movie really made me start thinking of him in the same sort of light that I think of Saoirse. I think there were so many opportunities throughout the course of this movie to highlight what a incredible acting talent he is and the kind of charisma he brings to the screen. And I just really, really enjoyed him in this movie. I know he is, you know, like a heartthrob, and the girls like him, and he's very adorable and everything like that. I don't mean that as like a condescending thing. I'm just sort of saying he's like, you know, he's very young looking, so adorable to me. It just sort of fits a little bit more. I don't know. So it's like little choices that the actors are making throughout this movie, and I think it's Greta Gerwig's ability to sort of tie it all together that is really incredible. And so there's like one scene where, you know, Timothy Chalamet is like, you know, like walking away from conversation with Amy, and he like throws his drink in the air and he does this little spin and everything like that. And it's one of those things that, you know, in certain circumstances it would look ridiculous, and less talented actors would make that moment seem weird and out of place. But for whatever reason, it stuck with Chalamet. And there was another part where he's talking to Amy and he's sitting in a chair weird, like with his legs dangling over the arm. And again, you know, if that was just Nicolas Cage, that would be really weird. You'd be like, that's a very Nicolas Cage thing to do. But if you watched it, Timothy Chalamet, it just sort of felt right. And I don't know, like, there's some people who can just do things that aren't part of your everyday normal conceptualization of what's happening, and it just fits with them. It just seems in place. And that's a great job by not only all the actors who make these incredible choices, but Gerwig to give them an environment in which to play and make this come alive. And I really appreciate everyone's efforts in this. For acting alone, it is deserving of one of the best films of the year. Now, I will say this. I'm not completely unaware of the fact that I'm, you know, a white man. But I liked that I went to the movie with my girlfriend Rachel and Rob and his girlfriend Roxy. And it was, you know, 50-50 men, women. And both Rachel and Roxy really enjoyed it a whole lot. They were both talking about it after the movie. They liked what they saw. And I feel like it sits differently with women just because there's a different kind of experience, and I think that it plays to women differently than it does to men, and that's wonderful. I think that for any men out there who are thinking, oh God, I don't want to sit through a movie like Little Women, assuming like you don't know anything about the book, or like, you know, do you just think it's just going to be something, some exercise or some chick flick or something like that? If that's your expectation, just please stop talking. The great thing about this movie is just that it plays so well as a piece, and certain art is always going to influence certain people a little bit deeper based off of some sort of experience that they have. And it doesn't mean that the shared experience of viewing the thing can't be appreciated by all. And I think that's part of what we should be doing, and opening ourselves up to more and interesting voices, because I know for sure that I want Greta Gerwig to be making films much the same as I want Quentin Tarantino to be making films. I think that they're both compelling, interesting voices in the space of cinema, and they should both be at the table, and they should be able to do what they want, and those things don't have to be, you know, at odds. I feel like there's room for everybody. It's welcoming to opening up certain movie-going experiences to particular audiences while being inclusive of all. Now, one of the things about this film, just before I get out of here, that I feel like a lot of people are talking about, and I sort of want to weigh in on this moment, with Greta not being included amongst the best directors in the Academy Awards. And I gotta say that my feeling about this being an awards movie is very different, because sometimes these movies don't come out at exactly the right moment for what its chances of winning would be. So I feel like if Little Women came out the same year that Green Book was up for an Oscar, then it could be a very different conversation. I think that was actually the year Lady Bird was up, and I was saying I thought liked Lady Bird more than Green Book. But I mean, like, I just feel like sometimes you don't have the best of luck getting into an awards conversation just because of the incredible talent that is also happening at the same time. I think that Tarantino and Bong Joon-ho and Sam Mendes and Todd Phillips and Martin Scorsese all did very incredible work. If I were to pick it myself, like if I had the opportunity to boot somebody and put somebody else in, I would seriously consider adding Greta in, and as weird as it sounds, kicking Martin out, just because I feel like the directing job was more exceptional in Greta's case than it was in Scorsese's. But there's sort of an element, you know, there's the political element of the Oscars, which has kind of made this thing not a true decider of greatness as it should be. But Martin made one last movie with the usual crew of characters, and it was a very good movie, and it's deserving of, you know, it's important too. Like, it feels like it's an important moment in movie history, and I would personally have rather have seen Greta in there. I don't think she necessarily transformed the movie into the same sort of way that like Mendes did with 1917 or Bong Joon-ho did with Parasite. Todd Phillips created sort of like a completely different language for superhero movies, and brought it back to a nice 70s dark psychological thing. And Tarantino, I thought, made the best film of the year. It's really tough. There's seriously 10 people who I would seriously consider as part of like people deserving of being nominated for an Oscar. Sometimes the years are just really tough and there's just a lot of voices. But I think that, would I say Greta got snubbed? Yes, but I wouldn't say that it was because she wasn't capable, because I think in another year she would be nominated and Little Women would be beyond just nominated, but actually considered to be a front runner against less talented or less acclaimed movies. Father called, "You need to go to the leaderboard immediately." Leaderboard time. I saw this movie at the Universal City Walk, and it was good. We're getting closer to a featurette for that one as well, so I got to start making plans. Moving on to the movie leaderboard. Sometimes I watch older movies and I say, oh my God, that actor, that super recognizable actor is playing the guy at the hot dog cart or something like that. And then you start watching the movie and you see that the director of whatever flick I'm thinking about is really good at finding and allowing talent to do interesting things. And Greta Gerwig is one of those. I think that when we look back on Little Women 20 years from now, we're going to say, oh my God, look at the incredible talent that was, you know, just stacked from top to bottom throughout pretty much every single role in this movie, especially every single role of serious remembrance. I think that Little Women is also going to be the way that we think about this movie, or the way we think about the book as a movie, for quite a long time, because this is going to be a tough one to beat. I appreciate Greta Gerwig's love of this piece and the fact that she brought it to us, and I am excited for the things she does in the future, especially considering that so many of these incredible actors seem to be secure with her as the director in a way that they make themselves available to her. So I think that she has a long history of making great movies to come with incredibly talented people, and she knows how to get the best out of those incredibly talented people, and therefore I am looking forward to that as well. But for this one, if I had to give it a score, I'd give Little Women an 8.6. Very good. I would definitely suggest going to see it. I don't think that it'll win an Oscar. It could win, you know, some things along the way, but not. I don't think it's really got a shot at Best Picture, especially in a year where 1917 seems to be like rolling through. It's just one of those things. Like, I wish it was just in a lesser year. It would be the runaway freight train to beat. But there's no way to predict that sort of thing. And the fact that movies are so, like, thousands of decisions decide how things turn out and how things play. And it's almost impossible to judge before you get in. And when you have a good movie that makes sense at the end of it, you feel like you accomplished something. If you have something really special, then you feel really special about it. And Greta and cast and crew should feel really special about what they did here. Anyway, that's it for me. If you want more, you can go to my website, CoreyBakerFilmmaker.com, Facebook.com/CoreyBakerFilm, or at LegendsCB5 on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. I'm definitely going to try and go see Ford v. Ferrari, which is the last Best Picture nominee that I haven't done on these reviews. And if I can, I'm just going to try and see it, edit it, put it up, try and get it out before the Oscars so you have all of them available if you were the type of person who wanted to watch all of what I just did. I might even put it together in a little playlist to make it easy, so we'll see how that works out. It's proving hard to find Ford v. Ferrari in theaters still. Maybe since Disney bought Fox, this one sort of got kicked out a little bit, but, you know, gonna do what I can to try and find it. I'll drive to Pomona if I have to. Anyway, that's it for me. If you don't mind, I have to go catch up on reading and painting and visit my father in Washington, who's been injured in the war.